Braden Brown, now joined by Chris Schmidt, Opie boys basketball coach. It's a great time of the year as playoff basketball is upon us. Chris, thanks for the time as we take a look at your first game going on tomorrow, hosting Centralia in the playoffs. But you guys were on quite a roll to end the regular season, including that big win over Little River. Those that may have missed it, can you walk us through some of the key moments?
Well, I thought, first of all, we got off to a good start. We got off to, I think, a 10-3 start and kind of led the game throughout. As good teams do, they came back. And, I thought our kids did a lot of little things really well. We played a lot of zone, was very active in a zone. Then late in the game, the fourth quarter, they got hot. They hit 6-3. They hit 12 for the game, but they hit 6 in the fourth quarter, got it back, and got it tied with just over a minute to go. We kind of ran the clock down, and then Brecken McGuire hit a three-pointer with about 28 seconds to go in the game. And then we, defensively went to man-to-man and switched everything and made them shoot a contested shot with about 5 seconds to go, which we were fortunately it went out. So, I just thought it was a good team win. We had a lot of kids do a lot of little things. Score so much, but the rebounding, that kind of, Braden Linneman had some really big offensive rebounds in the fourth quarter for us to keep things alive, and made some free throws down the stretch from different kids, and it was a gutty win for us.
You mentioned McGuire there having a really big game for you and hitting that game-winning shot. What have you seen from him during his junior season? And I think he's gotten better as the years kind of moved along.
Yeah, he's a solid kid. He plays a lot of ball, been around it for, a lot of years. So he's the kid that we, and everybody knows we got to have him. He's going to have to score for us, and he's really stepped that up a lot, especially outside of league play here the last month. He's probably averaging about 26, 27 points a game, and he finds ways to score, he's getting boxing one a lot, different things, a couple games, people just, ran at him and tried to get the ball out of his hands. And, he does a nice job of getting the ball to other people when they're available. But he's a shot maker. He can go get some points when we need to, and that's big to have.
Definitely, especially when you get to playoff basketball. Your team will be in action tomorrow hosting Centralia. Coach, before we look at that game, what have you guys been doing all week?
Well, we've been doing a lot of shooting, this going over some little detail things, running through plays, that kind of stuff. We get up and down a little bit, but been in this long enough that, these practices scare you. You don't want some kid coming down, rolling an ankle or that kind of stuff. So we try to play it, I tell them they can't leave the floor at any time and that kind of thing, which it's hard for kids to do that. So we usually stop practice about 5-10 minutes earlier than normal, just because you have that feeling that something's going to happen right at the end of practice. So, but doing a lot of shooting, just going through details, obviously watching some film on Centralia and that kind of stuff. And, just kind of, rounding around things, everything's in place. We just, this time of the year, it just comes down to, you got to do little details and little fundamentals. Fundamentals are what's going to win these ball games.
Opie boys basketball coach Chris Schmidt stopping by. We'll have the ball game tomorrow as they host Centralia right here on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE. Coach, what have you been able to find out about Centralia?
Well, we have a history of Centralia. It's more in football, but we have played them in basketball here in the last few years a couple times. They're gritty. They're gutty. They got a lot of length. They're kind of 6'2 across the board. They're going to be a physical bunch. They don't have any one in particular. They got a couple guards that shoot it pretty well that they'll lean on. But, they got other kids that can do a lot of little things too. So very similar to us. The record is a little deceiving because they play at a very tough conference. They play good competition every night out. Again, as I said earlier, it's going to come down to the team that does a little fundamentals. I think rebounding will be a big part of the game, and hopefully we do enough of those things to get out of it.
Chris, we appreciate the insights today. Good luck tomorrow, and we'll have the game on the airwaves. Don't forget on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE. Coach, good luck tomorrow.
Hey, you bet. Appreciate it. Thank you guys for covering our games. It really means a lot to our community, so thank you again.
That's going to do it for today's Coach's Corner on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE, live and local. Brought to you by Mel's Tire, Citizen State Bank, and Rich Door Company.